soul to soul, and spirit to spirit. Blessings. Well, it's Sunday evening, and I haven't made a talk in a while, and it felt right to do so now. But first, let's take a moment and have a meditation. Become comfortable in your seat, or if you're lying down, become comfortable. Not too comfortable. You don't want to fall asleep. But relax, relax. What is this problem that you're struggling with? And why are you struggling with it? Have you not been told that the battle is not yours, but mine, saith the Lord? Have you not been told that you're supposed to put up your sword? I know we're taught to struggle and strive and overcome and be triumphant, but in the spiritual life, that approach, well, it just doesn't work. So you have this problem. And we are told that we should not be afraid of looking any problem right in the mouth. So here's this problem. Maybe it's financial. Maybe it looks like you lack. That's what the picture says. It says you don't have enough, or you're not going to have enough, or you need just a little more. There's something missing. It's just not enough. Now that's what the picture says. You're looking right at it. Are we supposed to believe in the picture set before us? Are we supposed to put stock in the appearance? Have we not been told to judge not by appearances? Yet here we are, weighing the pros and the cons and adding up on our calculators and drawing conclusions, making judgments based on the picture, the appearance. Yes, the five senses tell you this, but the five senses are going on the data collected by looking at the appearance. And that's the exact opposite of what we're told to do. Judge not by appearances. Don't believe the senses. Don't believe the sense testimony, is what we're told. Are you believing the senses? What do they report? And do they report accurately? No, of course not. The senses cannot report the truth. Well, if they can't report the truth, what do they report? There's only one thing left. They report a lie. So this is a lie. The this is a lie, and you're getting ready to make decisions based on a lie. Perhaps that's not your problem. Perhaps you have a different problem. Maybe there's a physical appearance of a problem. Maybe you have something wrong physically. And there it is. You only have to walk to feel it, or you only have to breathe to feel it, or you only have to look in the mirror to see it. It's very plain with you every day. And yet, what is reporting this to you? Well, it's your sense of feel, or your eyesight, or your sense of hearing, or your sense of smelling, or your sense of, could even be your sense of tasting. One way or another, your senses are reporting this picture. Looks very real. But the master of all time, that taught and showed by example how to heal, told you, do not judge by appearances. Do you not believe the master? He who was the greatest healer of all time told you, do not trust what the senses are reporting. Because the senses do not report the truth. The natural man cannot receive the truth. Truth cannot come to you through your senses. And if truth can't come to you through your senses, well, what can? Only a lie. Yes, the master called it the father of lies. Judge not by appearances. That does not mean that you don't see the appearance. Does not mean you don't feel the appearance. Smell, taste, hear the appearance. Because you do, and I do. Even as the master did. He was fully aware of the appearances. How could he miss them? Master, Master, heal me, I can't see. Master, Master, if you would touch me, I can overcome this leprosy. Oh, please help me. My child is dying. Yes, his ears reported the appearances. Yet somehow he had found a way to not judge by appearances, not draw conclusions, not make decisions based on the senses, the sense testimony of an appearance before him. Do you not know how to do that? Would you like to know how to do that? Why don't we try to do that? Why don't we try to follow the master's instruction and once and for all find out, discover how to not judge by appearances? And it starts like this. Yes, here is an appearance before me. It's very ugly, or quite frightening, or it brings up feelings of dread or of repulsion. Mostly it brings up fear. So I'm looking at this appearance, this problem, and the senses are telling me I should be afraid. But the senses are lying, I realize now. And so the first step in not judging by appearances is to see the appearance and to realize the senses are lying. This is a lie. Yet I don't see the truth, and the senses cannot bring me the truth, only a lie. So I'm not going to use the senses. That's the first thing. Let me close my eyes, shut my ears, close down the senses. Take a deep breath. And now I'm going to do something else. I'm going to not listen to the judgments in the mind, the conclusions based on those senses. Yes, I know the noise is still going on, the thoughts are still going by, but just for now, I'm not going to enter in any of those judgments or those conclusions. I'm going to tune them out. I am interested in the truth. And the truth can't come from the senses, nor from the conclusions or judgments or decisions up in the mind based on those senses. The truth has to come from somewhere else, and someone else has to reveal the truth. It cannot come from the mind. So now let me tune that out as well. And just rest. Just rest. We're going to try something new. Why don't we talk to Christ, that which represents the truth, that which said, in fact, I am the truth. And Christ is right here in our temple. It's not far off somewhere. It's right here. Christ, you have said you are the truth. You have said to put up our sword. And now I am putting up my sword. I'm not fighting anything or anyone. I'm going to stand still, very still. I am going to wait until Christ reveals the truth within me. Speak, Christ. You see the truth. You are the truth. And if you are the truth, then what I need is you. Christ, reveal yourself, your presence, your life, your truth. I am listening. I am still. Speak. We are going to wait here until we have a feeling of the truth, a of the Christ, or we receive an impartation from the truth, from the Christ within. We are going to wait for the next few minutes in silence. Perhaps we'll just lean back in that statement, I am the truth. Son, thou art ever with me, and all that I have is thine. That is the truth. In the beginning, the Father's Word manifested as invisible flesh, as the truth, as the way, as the life. And this invisible flesh, this Christ, is in the midst of you now. And this I is the truth where you stand. Don't fight the problem. Don't engage with the problem. Stand still and get a sense of this truth in your midst, this presence in your midst. Yes, the Father's Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and dwells among us. But we must rest. We must allow that truth to reveal itself. It is in our midst, but it cannot come, it cannot flow through until you rest. Be still and know, I, the truth in you, will set you free. I have come to set you free from belief in the senses. Rest in me. God is not going to start a brand new program and change something for you. God is going to reveal the truth that already is. I, Christ, is already in your midst. I, Christ, have come that you might have life and life abundantly, every good and perfect spiritual gift. But you must come within here, and you must stand still to receive it. Stand still and see the salvation, the gift of God. I am here. I will not fail you. In these few minutes that you're listening within, this is how you experience the truth of your being. Christ really is in your midst, awaiting your recognition, which does not come through taking thought, but by resting. And it says to you, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you, not through the senses, but through the still small voice within. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. I am here. I am here. You rest in me. I will respond. I will take over. I will reveal that I am living you." When you refuse to engage in the battle by believing the lies of the senses, when you put up your sword, when you turn within, disengage from taking thought, and simply invite the Christ to flow, it will take over. It will reveal itself. And so you rest in here, in your inner temple, for 3 or 4 minutes, until you feel that peace, the peace of the Christ. And then you rest in that peace a little longer. Yes, Christ, just flow. You are the truth. I trust you. You just flow. Flow in any direction, in every direction. Reveal yourself. You are the invisible flesh taking form. I'm sorry, I was believing the senses, but no more. No more. In this moment, in this quiet, you reveal your interpretation, your creation. Show me your form. Show me the truth within and without. I rest in you. And I trust you. I am not judging by appearances. I am standing to the side and I'm letting Christ judge righteous judgment. It was Christ that said, "Oh, fear not, little flock. It's your Father's good pleasure to give you every good and perfect spiritual gift. But you must turn away from the sense testimony several times a day and come within here to receive the kingdom. You cannot take the kingdom by force. You take the kingdom by inheriting it in your resting. How should you rest? What is the proper attitude? Surely not one of begging and beseeching. No. No, that's the way the heathen pray. But how should you pray? How should you receive this gift? Well, after you've turned away from the sense testimony, after you've decided to disengage from the judgments of the mind, after you've come in a little deeper into your inner temple, you should rest by sitting still and just looking. As if you're sitting out on the lawn and watching the moon come up over the hill. And now there's a quarter. And isn't it beautiful? Now there's a half. Oh, it's just lovely. Now three quarters. Now there is the full moon lighting up the valley. You didn't do anything to help it. You just watched. You just listened. You just felt the moment. We are told we are to have an attitude of receptivity, an attitude of listening. That is what you do when you watch the moon rise over the mountain. And that is what you do in your inner temple. You invite the Christ, the truth, to reveal itself. And then you sit still, and you watch, you listen, you wait for a movement or an impartation or something that whispers in your ear and says, I am here. Fear not. Fear not. Did I not tell you I would never leave you? Yes, you have left me. You have gone out there on your own and tried to come up with human solutions. Did I not tell you that it is your Father's and my Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom? Well, then you sit still. Just rest. Just watch. Just listen. I am here. In this peace that passes the thinking mind, is where I, Christ, exist. And in this peace, you surrender your humanhood. And in this peace, you receive the kingdom. And that which you receive within, that which your spiritual discernment feels and senses within. It's that that is shouted from the housetops, which means when you feel this movement, this presence, this peace, then I, the truth, the Christ, am upon you. And you have felt me. And now, when you open your eyes, a few minutes, a few hours, a couple of days. Here I am, appearing as harmony, as peace. This peace within produces the peace without. You don't know how. I don't know how. But I know that it does. I know that it does. I have come into this inner temple dozens upon dozens of times. I have felt the beautiful presence of the Christ, which says, I am the truth, and I have seen that truth as the peace within produce the peace without, in a way ye know not of. Now you say, but after I open my eyes, the problems are still here. And to that I can only say, if you have touched the presence, they're not. Don't go back judging by the appearance. Stand on the principle. That which is revealed within produces the harmony without. Stand on it. Trust it. And if you get back to where you're worrying again in an hour or two, find a place to be still, to get quiet, to go through this baptism again. You're really being baptized by the Spirit each time you go into your temple and contact it. This inner presence, this inner peace, is better than being at the pool and needing angels to, or needing someone to pick you up and put you in the water when the angels get there. This is better than that. And if 2 hours again go by and again you're worried, repeat the process again. You remember that scripture about every man going to his own house? That means you go to your senses and the thoughts that those senses produce. Instead of coming to God's house, which is the inner temple. Most people live on the surface of life. They live according to their bodies, their physical sensations, and their thoughts. We, however, are learning a new way. We momentarily shut down the senses. We momentarily disengage from the thoughts. We come in here a little deeper, and we're still and we're quiet, and consciousness begins to impart itself. This Christ, this presence that says, I am the truth, it is located in your consciousness. I, Christ, and your consciousness are one. And so we are learning to come within our temple, sit and rest, and watch as if we're watching a moonrise, and receive impartations from infinite consciousness, from invisible consciousness. Something you couldn't explain to your friends if you tried, but the experience is like nothing on earth. and the experience melts the earth. When God speaks, when God utters His voice, the earth melts. Means, when you touch the center, when the center reveals itself and touches you, imparts itself, and you feel it, you sense it in gentleness and in peace, the earth, that which the senses report, melts. It just melts. For the light shineth in the darkness, and the darkness disappeared. Now, you know when it's been pitch black and you've gotten up in the middle of the night and you flick that light on? Can you tell me where the darkness goes? No. No, you can't. The light shines, the darkness disappears. See, we have clues in this world to that other dimension. And so when God utters its voice, the earth melts. When that light, I, Christ consciousness, imparts itself to you in this peaceful listening, the light shines, the darkness disappears. You don't know how, I don't know how, but I know that it does. I know that it does. And so, yes, stand still now. Make that your way of living. I'm not going to do all this, that, and the other. I'm going to stand still and see this invisible something produce salvation or safety. Yes, live by putting up your sword. Oh, I'm so tired of fighting. I'm not going to fight anymore. I know what the senses say. I know what they're reporting. I refuse to fight. I'm done fighting. I'm going to sit here in my temple and await the Lord. Wait upon the movement. Wait upon the rising sun. Yes, I know what the appearances are. I know how scary they are. But I was told, in the infinite way, I was told, that when fear leaves my thought, when all hate and fear and love of error, of appearances, leave my thought, Christ appears. Why, I don't even have to ask Christ to appear. It just appears. So I'm going to make this my way of life. I'm going to remind myself, yes, I know what the senses report. I know what the appearances are. But I'm not going to fight them nor fear them. I'm not going to hate them nor love them. I'm not going to think about them. I'm going to stand still. I'm going to see if it's true that if I am still, well, was he telling the truth when he said, "Be still and know I, within you, am God"? I'm going to find out if that was true. Is that truth? Let me practice it now and see. And if I don't feel it the first time, let me do it again in a little while, and again in a little while, and again tomorrow, and tomorrow afternoon, tomorrow night, and the next day. Let me see if I can prove this principle once and for all, so that I never have to fight, I never have to fear, I never have to be angry again. Let me see if I can prove this principle, that I, Christ, in the midst of me, will reveal itself, first in the peace within, which appears as the peace without. For if I can prove this principle once, I can prove it again and again, until I've made it my own for eternity, until I've opened this inner door, and I know that the oasis, the sanctuary, is within. Then no one and no thing can ever take it from me again. Let me find this pearl of great price. Let me decide, yes, this is what I want, and it's worth any price to find it. Why, I'll practice this 12 times a day if necessary, maybe 20, like Joel said he practiced in the beginning. Yes, I'll stop watching TV, I'll stop all these social gatherings that I'm involved with. Why, yes, I'll even stop visiting my friends quite so often for a little while. Yes, I'll stop going to the horse races. I'll stop going to the theater. I'll stop going to dances. Yes, I'm willing to pay the price. I am going to find that as I stand still, that the Word of God flows into me as Christ in my midst. And I'm going to find that that Christ in my midst will form itself as my living experience. I'm going to find that this is what God gave me, the capacity and the ability to do at the foundation of creation. I'm going to find that there really is a comforter whose joy it is to give me the kingdom, to give me every good and perfect spiritual gift. I am going to be one of the very, very rare people on earth who discovers that the Master was telling the truth when he told me to judge not by appearances. I'm going to find out what it means to live not by anything the senses show me, but by every word of God that flows through from consciousness within. I'm going to find out what it is to stop being a child, to grow into an adult in the spiritual kingdom. I'm going to make it my way of living, this peace that passes understanding, this presence that's invisible yet in my midst, this I, Christ, which says, I am the truth. I am going to live by the truth. Now, if you had the experience that I just had, well, I don't know where my problem is. In the here and in the now, it's gone. Yes, I'm feeling the presence right now, right over my right shoulder. I don't know where the problem is, and I don't care. Father, reveal thyself, thy peace, thy harmony. You flow. Thank you. I love you. And God's blessings.